Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One of the things we have been looking for the last day or so is any scams that take advantage of the Oklahoma tornadoes. So far, I'm happy to report we haven't really seen much at all. There are only two or three different domains that we consider suspicious at this point. They may be innocent. They may just be sort of a little bit clumsy set up. One of the things they do have in common is that they use some of the lesser known crowdfunding sites. So that may be a little bit a new trend here. If you see anything or if you see any malware, for example, that tries to take advantage of this tragedy, let us know. And then interesting development with an older story. In 2009, if you remember, Google was breached by what's commonly assumed to be Chinese attackers. Turns out that as part of the breach, one of the databases that got lost was a list of all Gmail accounts against which Google had warrants in order to turn over any communication to law enforcement. These warrants, of course, are frequently also used if, for example, the account holder is suspected to work for a foreign service. So far, it's possible that as part of this breach, the Chinese intelligence services learned which ones of their agents were under surveillance in the US. I think one of the lessons learned here is that really this kind of instrumented lawful interception is definitely a difficult and a very blunt tool, in particular if it can be used against a particular service, if that service, like a Gmail in this case, is breached. And FireEye saying they're seeing more attacks that employ the recently patched Internet Explorer 8 flaw. If you remember, this particular flaw was first publicly seen in the hack against the Department of Labor website. The more recent versions appear to target sites frequently by South Korean military and also by Uyghurs. Uyghurs is a Chinese minority that's also commonly targeted in some of these waterhole attacks. In addition to the Internet Explorer 8 flaw, it also employed some recently patched Java flaws. So far, I don't see any mention here of any new Saturday attacks, but still the Internet Explorer 8 flaw was just patched about a week ago. So there are probably still a lot of people out there that are not patched. One of the interesting things is that the attack always appears to redirect users to the same set of hosts, so you probably want to put those particular IP addresses and host names into your blacklist. And again, in the show notes, I'll post a link to the original article that lists these particular indicators. And then we got a new vulnerability in Windows. This one is just an elevation of a privilege vulnerability. It was posted to the full disclosure list by Travis Ormandy, who has sort of a habit of finding and quickly publishing these type of vulnerabilities. The exploitation doesn't appear to be trivial. However, he does outline a pretty kind of ingenious path to exploitation of this particular vulnerability. I don't think it's 100% there yet, so what he posted is not really an exploit as is, but it's about 80 to 90% of a working exploit for this privilege escalation vulnerability in Windows. And the Syrian Electronic Army is not stopping its mischief. This time they got a hold of the social media accounts of the Daily Telegraph and used it to post their usual defacements to the respective Twitter and Facebook accounts. It's not really clear how the particular attack happened, but it's probably fair to assume that the same phishing technique was used as in the prior attacks by the same group. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Friday. There'll probably be no podcast tomorrow on Thursday due to my travel schedule. And talking about travel, the APV6 Summit and Science Fire are coming up. So if you are interested, it's not too late to register. Starting June 14th with the IPv6 Summit, the main part of Science Fire starts at June 18th. So take a look at the site. And again, we do have a discount code, SANSFIRE ISC 10, all uppercase, and the number 10 in the end, for a 10% discount.